Let us pray as we consider the message that God would speak to us today. Holy and gracious God, come, Holy Spirit, share your word and your wisdom with us. We ask that we would open our hearts and our ears to receive your message of hope and welcome and challenge to becoming a disciple. All this we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. Amen. So this weekend is Freedom Weekend, Independence Weekend, July 4th. It's very important, freedom. And it's important to remember that freedom came at a cost. We designate Memorial Day. We designate Veterans Day in honor of those who gave their life for our freedom. While our national freedom is important, and certainly we have many things to be grateful for in terms of the freedom of this country, we gather this morning to worship the God who gives us the freedom that's not limited to this earth, to this nation, right? We come to gather to worship the God who gives us eternal freedom forever and ever and ever. That's an amazing thing to consider. This freedom is a freedom from sin, which leads to death. And as we accept Christ as our Savior, we then receive the gift of eternal life. In essence, that is what we as Christians hold on to, celebrate, and trust in. How awesome is that news that our freedom is not limited to this earth, but we've got a hope for life eternal and a freedom with the one who created us. I don't know about you, but when I face the things of this earth, when I face the challenges, oh my goodness, it gives me such freedom knowing that I'm not in control. I can let it go and rest assured that God's got us. Have you ever felt like you were not in control? Yeah? Amen. When we get up, we've got all these plans about how we're going to do things, accomplish things. Anyone a to-do lister? I am. I've got my tasks. You'll see sticky notes and, you know, lists going on. But by the end of the day, can I tell you, there are so many things that have not been done because things are out of my control and they prevent me from getting it done. Trust me, this has been my reality for the past month. Packing, trying to get things organized, and my in the other church, we don't have a secretary, so, you know, there's a long list to do in addition to what I have to do. We started early, but so many things just didn't allow it to happen. How about life? We have plans, right? We're going to go to this school. We're going to major in this. We're going to get this done, and we're going to get this job. We're going to leave here. You fill in the blanks, right? We all have these plans and ideas, and they don't work out. Because, friends, the fact of the matter is, we are not in control. And that's hard, because you know what? I think in this world, we're kind of ingrained that, no, you have freedom, you've got power, you're in charge, you should be able to do the things the way you want, right? Have we heard that before? That message is the one that this world tells us. But today, we hear a message from Paul that true freedom comes from God, not from any earthly source. And today, for the message, I just want to contrast and compare the two. Earthly freedom versus the heavenly freedom that we have in Christ. Because I think it's important to understand and dissect the messages that we hear. And I think that's the work we have as Christians, as followers of Christ, to look at things from God's perspective, from the eternal perspective, from the lens of the kingdom to come, rather than the way of this world, rather than the limitations of this world. In a sense, my friends, we in the church, as the body of Christ, have to unlearn the way the world does things and do it in a way that God has taught us. But how many times when we make decisions, even in the church, my friends, and I haven't been here long, so I'm not talking about you, but even from choosing the color of the carpet to the drapes to what painting we're going to hang to what color wherever, we get caught up in doing in the world's way, right? Because we all have opinions. How many people have opinions? I do. And you know what? I want it. You definitely got opinions, huh? And we want it done our way, don't we? And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. But the reality is, my friends, the more we get focused and holding on to what makes sense to us and shut down other thoughts, other opinions, more importantly, shut down God's thought, we'll get in trouble. We're going to be banging our heads and we're going to struggle. Because I will tell you, if you've lived a little, life does not turn out the way you work so hard to make it work out. We have this idea that if we earn enough money, if we have enough degrees, if we have enough resources, we will be okay. But the fact is, every single person in here, bar none, will face mental, emotional, physical, spiritual challenges. Just recently, didn't we hear the news about the Titanic submarine, that's better. Submarine. But it imploded in its excursion. On board were wealthy, successful people who, by the world standards, had freedom to do anything they want, go anywhere they want. One of the passengers, I think Mr. Harding, he had flown to space on a mission by Jeff Bezos. Yet with all these accomplishments and resources, the reality is they lost their life in that expedition. My friends, life will implode. Ooh, life, that was an implosion. Life will implode around us if we remain focused and limited on our earthly focus of freedom, earthly understanding of success, earthly understanding of doing things the way we want them to be done. And that's what Paul is warning us about in his letter to the followers of Christ. Be careful who you obey. Be careful, because we will have something or someone we serve. So be careful, because the world, and let me tell you, the world, the enemy is in charge of this world. If you don't believe me, just look around at the violence, the chaos, the killing, the death that exists around us. The enemy is in control. But we know better who's ultimately in control for eternity. Amen? That's Christ our Lord. And we celebrate that because he won the victory, and we're going to come to communion table because he won victory over sin and death. And we need to understand the importance of sin, because sin is doing anything the way we want to do it, thinking we're in control. And if we get stuck in that, my friends, we're going to be a slave to sin and death. The good news is, we have freedom in Christ. We have been given all good things by our God. Genesis 1:28. God created all things good, gave us this life to enjoy. And we read in Genesis, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. God says this to us. My friends, you and I have been given all that we need. But we do need to remember who is God. You and I are not God, lest we forget who's in charge. Unfortunately, Adam and Eve listened to the distorted message and they trusted in the human freedom. You and I need to be very careful of what messages we hear about freedom. Because, you know, we don't like the idea of having a master. We don't like the idea of not being in control. We do not like the idea that we have to submit to a way of living that doesn't allow us the freedom we have to pursue sexual freedom, to pursue life as we want it, to use the money that we earned, the money that we need, forgetting it's all a gift from God. All of it, my friends, is a good and gracious gift from God. But we need to remember it belongs to Him. So we are slaves to the Master. But you know, my friends, the good news is that this Master, this God who created us, He loves us. He doesn't want to keep us enslaved, or he does not want to keep us from good things. He wants us to give us joy, love, and peace, and all good things that only come from him. You know what? We try to find the joy, the peace, the good things in the earthly things, right? Think about Christmas Day when we, or our birthdays, we gifts. We look forward to getting these gifts, and you know, we're joyous. Oh, there's joy. But as soon as the wrapping is thrown away, the gifts go back in the shelf or return to the store. Come on, you know it. You know it. The joy leaves, right? It's temporary. My friends, true joy, true freedom is only in the one who made us, the one who gave his life for us, and we cannot forget that. I point us again to the communion that we'll take in a little bit. That came at a cost. That freedom came at a cost. Yes, we should celebrate the freedom of our country and honor those who gave their life. But my friends, the one who gave his life for us did nothing wrong. He went to that cross. He suffered and died for our sins to give us eternal freedom. We need to remember that. We need to unlearn the ways of the world and do things in a way that pleases our God. And my friends, understand and hear this clearly. There is a war. There's a spiritual war. There's a battle for our souls. This war cannot be won with our strength, with our efforts, with our resources. It cannot be won by our might. In Zechariah 4:6, we read, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You and I can't win this battle, but by the might and the spirit of the holy living God. You and I have been able to share in the victory, not win victory on our own efforts, but share in the victory because of what Christ did on that cross. And that's what you're going to come, well, I was going to say come forward and receive communion. I'm used to, you know, that. But one day we'll get back to it. Amen?
Amen.
Yes. But when you receive Christ, the body and the blood, know that it's sacred. It came at a cost. And it is to feed your soul. You know, the brokenness we have in this world, that's because we try to be in control. That's because we try so hard to make things work. But you know what happens when we let go of control and trust in God? There's a freedom that comes that you cannot explain it to anyone who has not given it up to our Lord and Savior. You cannot explain this idea that to this world that in order to be free, you've got to submit to God. Because the world will tell you, no, but I want to be free to date where I want, to have whatever things that I want. Why should I give my money to an organization to pay the bills, to pay a salary? No. We're here to share the good news of Christ, my friends. And the welcome that Jesus tells us to show, it's not just in this church. It's out these doors. It's when we go into the supermarket. It's when we drive. How many of you driving, right? When people cut you off? It's hard. But it's those little things that do show welcome, that show love of Christ. It's the way we interact with each other, even in the church, when we have disagreements about the color of the carpet. Or whatever. Again, as I said, I haven't been here, so I'm not talking about you. But you know what I'm saying. What decoration we have. Who does not matter? What order we have in worship, right? What matters is that we serve the Master who gave his life for us that we can have true freedom. So that when you go to school, Jenny, when you go back to work, my friends, when you go back to the places that do not always welcome you, and aren't there places that do not welcome us? Remember that the one who sent you has welcomed you into his kingdom for eternity. And what he wants us to do is tell that good news to others.
Amen.
Even those who will reject you. You know, Jesus, when he went to the cross, he was rejected by the very ones he came to save. You know, what did he say on the cross? Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You and I need to show that forgiveness, that love, that graciousness to one another, to those who don't show it to you. Remember that next time when you disagree with someone, check yourself. How do you handle that? When someone has a different opinion, do you listen? Do you shut it down? Do you open yourself to it? Do you seek God's perspective? Right? I think that is the unlearning that we need to do as Christians, of doing it the way of the world rather than the way of the kingdom. So as we compare and contrast the way this world does it, which is control and, my goodness, that leads to anxiety, agita. I'm not Italian, so I can't say agita the right way, but those that are Italian might be able to say it. It leads to problems, doesn't it? It leads to brokenness. But my friends, when we do it the way Christ teaches us, that will lead to wholeness, healing, hope, and that will lead to eternal life. So take heart, my friends. On this weekend where we celebrate freedom, yes, let's celebrate our nation's freedom. Amen, absolutely. Let's have barbecues. I love food. But we need to remember, as followers of Christ, we have a good news about a freedom that is for eternity. Let's be bold and live it here and share it with others, especially those that are hurting, especially those that are in need of some good news. Amen.